KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly clear, sunny sky, 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny to sunny today, a high of 35 with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So it'll be a cool Thanksgiving for you and your family, but things are expected to warm up by tomorrow. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, fewer Iowans tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 7 days, but the state's 14-day positivity rate went up slightly. The Iowa Department of Public Health released new data on Wednesday that showed 9,038 positive tests in the last 7 days, down from 9,560 at the last report, which was on Monday. The state's 14-day positivity rate increased from 10.3% on Monday to 10.4% as of Wednesday. Iowa reported 86 additional COVID-19 deaths, bringing the total to 7,534 since the start of the pandemic. The newly reported deaths happened between September 2nd and November 17th. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 increased from 579 to 623 since Monday. Of those hospitalized with the virus, 75.1% are unvaccinated, with 85.6% of those listed in intensive care with COVID-19 unvaccinated. The number of long-term care facilities reporting a virus outbreak remains steady at 27. There have been over 4.1 million vaccine doses administered in Iowa, with just under 69% of those 18 and older fully vaccinated, and just under 72% of those aged 12 and older having had at least one dose of the vaccine. Well, studies show there are more cooking fires on Thanksgiving than any other day of the year. Fire prevention expert Amanda Swenson says all Iowans should know how to use a fire extinguisher before there's a sudden flare-up on the stove.
That's a scary situation. It's not the time to learn how to use an extinguisher. So be familiar with how to pull out the pin, how to unhook a nozzle if there is a, you know, hose with the nozzle attached.
20 lives have been lost in house fires in Iowa so far this year, which tracks closely with last year, during which 24 people died statewide during all of 2020. Whenever you're cooking on the stove, whether it's in a pot, a saucepan, or a skillet, Swenson suggests you have a big metal lid nearby that could fit over any of them.
Plan ahead of having a lid close by to the stovetop, because the easiest thing to do is if there is a fire on the stovetop, just slide a lid on, turn off the burner, and let it sit.
While Thanksgiving is the worst day of the year for cooking fires, officials of the National Fire Protection Association say Christmas Day and Christmas Eve are a close second and third. Well, NASA has released video of an Iowa native astronaut, Raja Chari, and four of his crewmates aboard the International Space Station as they were preparing for Thanksgiving in orbit. Chari, who grew up in Cedar Falls, says he'll be keeping alive a tradition with his wife and kids today, even though he's some 250 miles above us and moving at nearly 5 miles a second.
Typically, in our family Thanksgiving, we'll do a thing where we go around the table and say what we're thankful or grateful for. So I'll probably call in and do that remotely.
The 44-year-old Air Force colonel and three other astronauts lifted off atop a Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on November 10th, 2 weeks ago today. Daily exercise is vital in the weightless environment of the space station, and previous residents have used this holiday to recreate a 5K run after their meal since they can't easily go outside for a walk.
Sometimes people do a turkey trot on Thanksgiving. Up here we have a treadmill, so I've got some special surprise colored headbands for the crew to wear while we run it off on our treadmill.
In the video aired on NASA TV, Chari appears upside down as he sorts through the clear plastic packets of freeze-dried food, which they'll fill with hot water for their Thanksgiving dinner. Chari and German crew member Matthias Maurer, an astronaut with the European Space Agency, discovered a treasure trove of edible goodies on board the ISS.
Got the best case here, the best one everyone's after, the roasted turkey. That'll taste delicious when we add some water, plus potatoes au gratin. We also have candied yams, another holiday treat.
Yeah, I found a dessert. Cherry blueberry cobbler, my dessert.
This is Chari's first space mission, and the plan is for him and his crew to be aloft for 6 months. Elsewhere in the news, Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy says he's hearing good things as the harvest is almost done.
They're telling me that they are thrilled with the yields and the grain quality, given what they thought could be the case with all the drought that we had across the state. We really had historic levels of drought this year, and so folks are seeing yields that are much better than we had expected as we were coming through the summer months.
He says farmers are also thankful for replenishing fall rains.
We got rain late in the season, and even as we got into fall, we started to get some rain, and which is a double-edged sword. We desperately needed the moisture, and yet if you were still working on harvest, of course, that delays things some, but we've seen a dramatic improvement.
He says they'll be less worrying about soil moisture heading into the spring.
And we've still got some areas that have rain deficits of 6+ inches, but we've had exactly the kind of fall that we needed. Good moisture coming. It's soaking in. The ground is not frozen yet, so it's absorbing into the soil profile, and that's good news.
Of course, supply chain issues were a concern during the harvest, and they're not over yet.
Logistics continues to be a great challenge in ag, and certainly that's, again, getting inputs to the farm, but then also getting our harvested grain off of the farm. And farmers have a mix of things. Most will have some ability to haul their own grain, but they do rely on co-ops and trucking companies and ag retail to help them out and fill the gap as well. So finding drivers, we know, has been a challenge for folks this year.
And Ag says there's a lot of good to reflect on over this Thanksgiving holiday.
It's a time to be thankful. We've had a very good year, all things considered, from a weather standpoint, and the markets are strong. But with that has come an increase in input costs. And so as you look at the 22 growing season, farmers are looking at the price of fertilizer, the price of the crop protection tools they need, and seed and equipment. All of those things are on the rise. And, of course, with the issues around logistics and transportation, can you get the things that you need?
The soybean harvest is completed, and the corn harvest has less than 5% of the crop still in the fields. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.